From NPR and WNYC, coming to you live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Colton and Faith Saley.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Greg.
Hi, Jonathan.
How are you, Faith?
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're very glad to have you here. I have to ask you, now that you have worked with us a little bit, how does this situation compare with the working situation over at Wait, Don't Tell Me? I'm a lot nicer than Peter, probably, right?
You have more hair on your face.
Yeah.
Let's see. I would say that it's liberating not to need to know topical or even meaningful information here.
Yeah.
I think the less important stuff you know, the better you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that fair?
We barely need to know anything to do this job. It's kind of fantastic. So we have 8 lucky contestants here tonight to play our nerdy games. Only one will win our Ask Me Another prize, provided by our very important puzzler.
You may know this cast member of Saturday Night Live as a Californian, or the 1860s newspaper critic Jebediah Atkinson, or even as Donald Trump. Live from the Bell House, it's Taryn Killam! Taryn will be joining us later in the show, so let's get started with our first game. Here to play it are Steve Wiener and Kay Patton. Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Steve, what is your favorite 90s catchphrase?
Tubular.
Tubular?
Just tubular.
And you used that? You wielded that catchphrase?
Yeah, well, I worked for an industry that made tubes, so
Okay,
how
so
you like it?
It works
for you.
Yeah. What is your favorite 90s catchphrase there, Kay?
Cool beans.
Cool beans. Nice. All righty then. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. Right?
Oh, boy.
You know what I was going to say if you didn't like that? I was going to say talk to the hand. Okay, this game is called Okay, I'll Show You. Were you one of those people who went around yelling, "Show me the money!" in the 90s? If so, please leave. No, I'm just kidding. This game will be right up your alley. We'll ask you questions with clues to words or phrases that start with the M sound, like money does. And you have to tell me what it is, only you have to answer in true Jerry Maguire fashion, please. Jonathan, how about an example?
Sure. So if I said, "Do you want to see this dead body that's had its organs removed and is wrapped in bandages?" you'd say, "Show me the mummy."
All right.
Yeah, don't groan. You people knew what you were getting into.
Ring in when you know the answer. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go.
Do you want to see the hairstyle commonly described as business in the front, party in the back? Steve.
Show me the mullet.
Yes.
Nice.
Well said,
you
Steve.
You went full Cuba.
Yeah. Steve really likes mullets.
All right.
Had one.
Did you have a mullet?
Had one.
How'd it go?
Rocked it.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you did. Is there any other way to wear a mullet, my friend?
It was tubular.
Yeah.
Won't you glance at the primate that typically has a long tail and lives in trees?
Show me the monkey.
Okay, you got it.
Won't you please gaze upon the flesh of a mature sheep, typically used as food? Okay.
Show me the mutton.
Yes, absolutely.
Won't you glance at the pale, usually mild cheese with an orange rind? Okay.
Show me the monster.
Nice.
You sounded almost a little angry at the cheese. Do you want to go see the British rock group that sounds like an American bluegrass band who had the hits I Will Wait and Babble? All right, I think we might need a hint. Why don't we go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska?
It's a 3-word name, and the second and third words are "and sons."
Okay.
Show me the Mumford and Sons.
That's right. Yeah.
Won't you look at the aquatic rodent whose love was made popular by a Captain Entenille song? Okay.
Show me the muskrat love.
Nailed it. You looked excited when you said muskrat love.
It's you gotta have the muskrat love.
I have to confess, I cannot right now tell you what a muskrat looks like or what a muskrat does. I have no familiarity with muskrats other than their love.
Isn't a muskrat, like, doesn't it look like a very wet, thin beaver? Sans teeth that stick out?
It's like a sort of a weasel?
yeah, like that,
a woodland,
right?
Weasel. This is your last clue. Do you want to stare deeply at Dunkin's donut holes? Steve.
Show me the munchkins.
Yes, indeed, the munchkins.
Good job.
Why don't we go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, to find out how our contestants did.
Well, it was a close one, but Kay, you are a winner. You will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Congratulations.